Peter Schweitzer, unlike Don Jr., Hunter Biden actually had foreign deals. By Robert Krajicek on May 9, 2019. Peter Schweitzer, president of the Government Accountability Institute and senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News, described the news media and political establishment's disinterest in Hunter Biden's business deals with foreign states stunning. Schweitzer contrasted this disinterest with the treatment of Donald Trump Jr.'s deal that actually never happened in the Trump Organization's contemplated construction of a skyscraper in Moscow, Russia. Schweitzer joined Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight for an interview with hosts Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak. When you look at the two cases in parallel, it's really astonishing that the one they are most fixated on is the one with Don Jr., stated Schweitzer. Why do I say that? First of all, in the case of the Moscow Trump Tower deal, there was no deal. It was something that was talked about. It was something that they were hopeful they were going to be able to negotiate, but nothing was even close to ever being consummated. So there was never a deal. Listen. Schweitzer continued, contrast that with the case of Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden actually has real deals. The Ukrainian energy company Burisma actually transferred $3.1 million to an account over 14 months that he drew money from. There was a deal there. The deal with the Chinese, same thing. He flies over on Air Force Two with his father. 10 days after they return, his firm has a $1.5 billion private equity deal with the Chinese government. In the Don Jr. case, there's no deal that's ever consummated, added Schweitzer. In the second instance, you have multiple deals that were consummated. Schweitzer went on, here's the second difference. In the case of Don Jr. and the Trump Tower deal with Moscow that never came to fruition, this was occurring while they were private citizens. They weren't elected officials. They weren't government officials. They weren't leveraging their political power or ability to help somebody with getting deals and getting rich. In this particular case, Donald Trump was candidate for President of the United States, but he held no official power. Contrast that again with the Bidens. The deals that the Biden family secured with these foreign governments occurred precisely when Joe Biden was vice president and had enormous power and that he was the point person on U.S. policy towards both China and Ukraine. Schweitzer noted the news media and political establishment's focus on Donald Trump Jr. and inattention to Hunter Biden. Schweitzer remarked, in the case of the Bidens, you actually had foreign deals. In the case of the Trumps, no deal was consummated. The second difference, of course, was that the Bidens were in political office and had political power. The Trumps didn't. The third contrast is that the Trumps in the Moscow Tower deal, they were actually in the business of building hotels. They've built a lot of them around the world. They've been involved in a lot of projects. They have background in that. The deals that Hunter Biden procured, he had no background in China. He had no background in Ukraine, and he had no background in private equity. It had all the markings of a sweetheart deal, cronyism and corruption. Schweitzer predicted, I think this is going to be a major problem for Joe Biden, because it runs contrary to his image as six-pack Joe. There's really no plausible explanation as to why his family got rich off these deals other than the fact that he was vice president and they were willing to take these deals. There is just simply no plausible explanation that people are going to find palatable or acceptable that explains these relationships and these ties, concluded Schweitzer. On Wednesday, Senator Richard Burr, RNC, who chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, issued a subpoena to Donald Trump Jr. to testify again on matters related to the Mueller operation's ostensible investigation of alleged efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. Donald Trump Jr. will rebuff the subpoena, according to an Axios report citing a source close to Donald Trump Jr. No subpoenas have been issued to either Joe Biden or Hunter Biden regarding the aforementioned business and financial ties between the Biden family and foreign state interests. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.